Good morning. Today's scripture reading comes out of Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 25. Therefore, I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing? Consider the birds of the sky. They don't sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth more than they? Can any of you add one moment to his lifespan by worrying? And why do you worry about clothes? Observe how the wild flowers of the field grow. They don't labor or spin thread. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was adorned like one of these. If that's how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and thrown into the furnace tomorrow, won't he do much more for you, you of little faith? So don't worry saying, what will we eat? Or what will we drink? Or what will we wear? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for you. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Yes. This song is His Eyes on the Sparrow. If you know it, feel free to sing along with me there in your home. Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free, for his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Let not your heart be troubled, his tender words I hear, and resting on his goodness, I lose my doubt and fear. Though by the path he leadeth, but one step I may see, his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. Whenever I am tempted, whenever clouds arise, when songs give place to sighing, when hope within me dies, I draw the closer to him. From care he sets me free. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free, for his eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches me.
Thank you, Brian.
Wasn't that great? Now, you heard us clapping here, and I'm sure you were clapping at home. We're allowed to give God the glory. Yes. Friends, I hope you have your Bibles open for our study for today. Matthew chapter 6 is where that wonderful old song comes from. Matthew chapter 6. And as promised, I'm going to be addressing the last of the 10 things we learned about the coronavirus as God has instructed me to share with you. Number 10 is dependency on God is not a bad thing. I'm going to read this from the handout that was sent to you in the mail. It goes like this. In this self-sufficient society we live in today, many are being forced to surrender the reins and rely solely on God and not their education, their vocations, their wisdom, or their wealth. But this is a good thing. Everyone say a good thing. This is a good thing. After all, the Heavenly Father wants us to be dependent on Him. Absolutely. I am relishing this dependency now more than ever, as I know He will take care of us. Why? Because God is love. Friends, I wrote that from my heart. And I want you to know that these scriptures today are some of the most pointed and comforting scriptures I can find when it comes to anxiety. So please notice with me the discourse of Jesus Christ found in Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 6, and Matthew chapter number 7. My Bible's red letter, and yours should be as well. This is commonly referred to as the Sermon on the Mount, the mountain of God. Look with me in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 1. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when Jesus sat down, His disciples came to Him. He opened His mouth. He began to teach them. Now we have the Blessed Beatitudes found here at the beginning of chapter number 5, the Blessed Beatitudes. Perhaps we'll look at these again later in their sequence. But after that, notice with me in verse number 13 of chapter 5, you're supposed to be salt of the world, not to be dumped out, but to season the world. And the light of the world, look, notice with me in verse number 14, we're salt as well as we're light. And then Jesus said, hey, I didn't come to abolish the law, I came to fulfill the law, in verse number 17 and following. And then He addresses a variety of subjects that you and I could benefit from today, just like the disciples did back in this day. Anger, beginning in verse number 21. Lust, beginning in verse number 27. Are you following along? Divorce, verse number 31. Making an oath, let your word be, again, of God. Let your yeses be yes and your noes no. Down in verse number 43 and following, quickly, loving your enemies. It's easy to love people who love us, but what about loving our enemies? And then when you go to chapter number 7, He says, be careful not to judge others, lest you be judged. And then He talks about asking and receiving. And then about a tree that will bear good fruit, just like you and I, we're bearing good fruit now to others in need. But sandwiched right here between chapter 5 and chapter number 7 of Matthew, we find chapter 6. This is a glorious chapter in the Bible, and I want you to know I use this in my daily walk with God. Without exception, I refer to these scriptures in my quiet time and in my heart of hearts, perhaps more than any other scriptures in the Bible. It talks about Matthew chapter 6, of practicing righteousness before God. And as well as it offers up the model prayer. Some people call it the Lord's Prayer. I like to refer to it as a model prayer. And then we've already addressed fasting and praying. But now we're down to verse number 25. Verse number 25 says, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you're going to eat, what you're going to drink, what you're going to put on for clothes. And then he says, consider the birds of the air. Consider the lilies of the field. If you will, the fish of the sea. I love how Jesus said, God takes care of these things. He will take care of you and take care of me. So, if you look over my head here, here's the title for today's message. How to bury worry. Think about this. How to bury worry. Folks, worry, anxiety, discouragement, depression, these are tools of the devil. And we're going to dig a hole. We're going to bury these tools as well as the devil himself. Because God says, let not your heart worry about these things. Take no thought for tomorrow. Sufficient is the evil today. Enough of this. He said, get a better focus. Focus on 2020, just like we're practicing this year with our little wristbands. We'll be giving those out to you again next time we get together, if we don't send them to you in the mail. But God said, it's time for us to bury our worry. Bury our worry. Folks, let me introduce it a little bit more this way with one of my favorite illustrations, okay? One of my favorite illustrations when it comes to anxiety, depression, all the tools of the devil, people worrying about this, they're panicking, they don't have the peace of God. They're past all understanding. They're panicking. Am I going to lose my job? Am I going to lose my retirement? You know, what about our country? What about everything that's going on? Not only because of this pandemic, because the devil's loose and running wild. What do we do with all of this? Someone has said, worry, anxiety, the unknown is a tool of the devil. So watch this. The greatest thing you and I can do is picture in our mind a rocking chair. Here's a rocking chair. And the rocking chair is just rocking back and forth. You see that? The rocking chair is just rocking back and forth. I see if I can back up and you see it. There you go. And they said anxiety and worry is like a rocking chair. You and I may spend a lot of time in it, and yet we don't go anywhere. Did you get that? A rocking chair is just like worry and anxiety and fear, false evidence appearing real. Fear, just being afraid of everything that's going on. Oh no, this pandemic, what are we going to do here? I'm not scoffing at it. I'm saying, where's our faith? Not our feelings. What are the facts? Let's stay strong in Jesus Christ. Be courageous at this time. So a rocking chair, we spend a lot of time in, and we don't go anywhere. The same thing with us wringing our hands and worrying about the future. We don't know the future. 60, 70, 80, 90 years perhaps. We don't know how long we're going to be here, but we do know who holds tomorrow. That'd be a good time for you to hit the little like button or send up a little heart, say, amen, preacher, sick him, preacher. That's from the Word of God. We know who holds tomorrow. So if you're keeping notes at home, I want you to write down this title, How to Bury Your Worries. I'm going to give you three quick ways how we can bury our worry, beginning with number one, watch the overhead screen here. You and I need to face our fears. How? Through education, confrontation, and then jubilation. Where in the world are you going with this, preacher? Well, notice with me, with education. Look in verse number 25 again. Don't be nervous. Don't be anxious. Don't worry about all the things around you. From the world's perspective, what does God have to say about this? He said, I will take care of you. I will feed you. I will clothe you. Hey, your little family is not a strain on God's economy. Don't you love that? Feed your faith. Drink from that fountain of faith. Feed your faith during these troublesome times. Face your fears. Education. Let me ask you this. Who's your Savior? Who's going to save you in this time? Is it Jesus? Yes. Or is it the devil? What? Who are we relying more on, ourselves and the work of the devil or the Savior? Who's your Savior? And here's a second question. What's your source? Are we relying on the news media to give us the reports right now? Or we'll be using the Word of God? Who's your Savior? Is it Jesus Christ? And what's your source? Is it the Word of Christ? Here's where we find our comfort. Here's how we can face our fears. Think about this. Friends, there's a lot of phobias in the world. You and I know this. A lot of phobias in this world. People are terrified of heights, or they're afraid of water, or they're afraid of spiders. But listen to this. The fear of death is known as thanatophobia. Thanatophobia, the fear of dying. You and I don't want to be afraid of dying. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. If we know Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. If you never trusted Jesus, I'd be afraid too. But if you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, if you have that peace, that assurance in your heart, we can face tomorrow, regardless where we taste death or not. Face your fears head on. Face your fears through education. Educate yourself in the Word of God. Spend more time in that than you are with the news or the Dow Jones Report or whatever your investment firm may be. Yes, through education, but also confrontation. Confront the devil, spit in his eye right now. Now, you ought to be laughing at home. You and I are allowed to do this. Confrontation. Confront the devil straight up. Say, you're just not going to get me today. You are not going to get me to fall short of God's glory for this day. I'm not going to fold in like a dish rag to fear. I'm not going to give up on my faith. I'm going to trust Jesus and put all my faith and trust and obedience and actions in Him. We've said here many times that we enjoyed the sitcom that was first broadcast back in the 60s, The Andy Griffith Show. And two of my favorite episodes are when Opie had to confront bullies, just like the devil. Remember that new kid, good, tall, good-looking, tall, strapping boy? He moves into the little Mayberry Town, and he starts taking over Opie's little posse, his little circles of friends, good little boys. And next thing you know, they're stealing peaches from Foley's Market. Remember that episode? Now, Opie's upset. His friends were following this bully. So Opie finally says, listen, I'm not going to put up with this. Especially after they went and they broke that light post, that lamp outside of the sheriff's home. And Opie got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. It looked like he did it. He didn't do it. But nonetheless, again, he was party to that. So he went out in the back alley there. He confronted this bully, just like you and I can confront the devil. I'm not saying this child was the devil, but he's certainly acting like the devil, stealing and lying and threatening the other little boys there. And Opie calls him out. And he puts up his little fist here, and he's going to have it. He's going to duke it out with this boy. And the boy says, oh, you want to fight, do you? So he put a little stick on his shoulder. You remember those days? If you want to fight me? You have aught with me? Knock that stick off my shoulder. Opie knocks it off his shoulder. Oh, well. He takes his shoe and he draws a line in the sand there. He said, if you really want to fight me, you want to confront me, you step across that line. Oh, Opie, a lot shorter than this boy. He steps across that line, looks up at that boy, his little fist balled up, full of emotion. And the boy goes, I didn't think you were that serious about it. If I didn't have on my good pants, I'd fight you. And all the other little boys say, well, go home. Go home and change your pants. Opie will be waiting on you, amen? And Opie goes, yep. And the little boy said, well, fellas, I don't want any parts of this anymore. You know what this is a picture of? This is a picture of me and you when the Bible says when we submit to the Lord and resist the devil, he will flee from us. We got to face our fears. Don't fold in, but face our fears. Through education, what does God say? And confrontation. Just tell the devil, hey, greater is he who is in me than you and anybody else in this world. Another episode, by the way, was Opie when this bigger boy was taking his lunch money. And Andy and Barney found out about it. And Andy said, son, I just got to tell you, sometimes you might take a sock to the nose. You might take it on the old chin here. Sometimes bullies will do that, just like the devil. Sometimes he may bring cancer to our homes. We know right now a dear young couple in the ministry that their wife, she's contracted cancer. She's been in and out of hospitals. It's not looking very, very good for her. I know personally a pastor who's contracted the coronavirus down south and his wife. I know other family members that have contracted this as well. And the devil, sometimes he might hit us on the chin. He might poke us in the nose. But just like Opie did, you got to ball up your fist. You got to say, in the spirit of the Lord, I come to you in the name of the Lord. Just like David did there with a giant Goliath and say, listen, you may have won the battle, but you're not going to win the war. And just throw those roundhouse punches there. Preacher, you're saying we got to be violent? Yes. In the name of the Lord, yes. We can't be mamby-pamby right now. We got to face our fears, be educated, and confront them. And by the way, that little boy did pop old Opie on the nose because he wouldn't give him his lunch money anymore. But he said, Paul, you know what I did after that? I flew into him like white on rice. You know, bullies know how to push, but they don't know how to receive. They know how to push, just like the devil. He's a liar and a thief. He's telling you and your family, now's the time to panic. Now's not the time to praise God. Now's the time to panic. No, now's the time to praise God. Look at me on the overhead. Once again, here's what we'll be doing in facing our fears. Educating ourselves. Education. What does the Bible say? Confrontation. Yes, confront the devil head on. And then jubilation. Yes, give God the praise even during this time. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Folks, you may know I speak a little Spanish. I speak a little English. I speak a little Greek. I speak a little Hebrew. I even speak a little West Virginia Appalachian. But did you know I speak bird? Jack Smith speaks bird. And Jack and I are Smith brothers. I speak a little bird. And yesterday was gorgeous outside. I hope you had a chance to get outside and listen to the birds. And the bird for singing and chirping. You know what they're saying? Since I speak bird, I can tell you. They were saying, praise the Lord, what a glorious day. Now, Dallas, you can't prove that. You can't prove that's what the birds were saying. Well, friends, you can't prove that they weren't. Amen? Brian's going to come forward right now and invite you to stand up. Here's what we'll do. We're going to face our fears through education, through confrontation, and then through jubilation. Folks, it just wouldn't be First Baptist if we didn't praise God with a doxology. So I invite you right now to stand up. Come on, right there in your kitchens, right there in your family rooms, your back porch, stand up right now, and Brian is going to sing, lead us in this wonderful song of praise. Brian?
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Wonderful. Please be seated this time. Amen. Even so, yes, Selah, meditate on these things. Friends, if you're still paying attention, here's what we'll do. Three quick things. And burying worry today. Burying the devil and all of his tools of worry. What's the first one? We're going to face our fears. What's the second one up here? Quickly, write this down. We're going to look to the Lord. Look to the Lord. Look in verse number 26, 27, and 28. Look what it says in verse 26. Look. Look to the Lord. Look at the birds. Consider the birds of the air. They don't sow, nor reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than the birds of the air? Certainly. Let's consider for sake of time verse number 28. And why are you anxious? Why are you worried about what you're going to wear, your clothing? Consider the flowers, the lilies of the field, the flowers of the field, how they grow. Neither do they toil nor spin. So you know what I get from this? Our second point for today. If we really want to bury our worries, we must face our fears, and we must look to the Lord. And here's three words to use as a memory mechanic, looking to the Lord. Observation, consider the birds of the air, the lilies of the valley. Evaluation. Look at yourself now. Take your eyes off the birds and off the field. Look at yourself quickly here. You haven't starved yet, huh? You probably haven't missed a bill yet. You haven't contracted corona, COVID-19 yet. Don't give up the front. Don't give up on your faith. No. Observation, consider the animal kingdom. Evaluation, consider this earthly kingdom. And then accommodation. Think about this. Accommodation, if He takes care of all these things, if the Heavenly Father takes care of the birds and the flowers, He will take care of your little family. Let's jump down to verse number 34 for sake of time. Here we are with accommodation. Therefore, don't be anxious or worried about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its unknown trouble. Folks, let's live in today. Don't worry about tomorrow. Hey, love the past, live in the present, but long for the promises for the future with Jesus Christ. Doesn't that bring you joy? It does with me. Yes. How to bury worry? Let's go back here and look at our notes again. Face your fears. What's the second thing down here? Look to the Lord. And the third thing is, here it is on the overhead, give in to God. Give in to God. Notice with me in verse number 33, and we'll close with this one. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Not our righteousness, not our domain, not what we can do, but His righteousness. Be dependent upon God, and all of these things will be added to you. Folks, yes, we need to face our fears, certainly. We need to look to the Lord, and lastly, we need to surrender, but rather give in to God. Put God first right now in your life. If you ever had a chance to do this, now's the time. Many of us are homebound. Now's the time for me and my family, you and your family, to look to the Lord and surrender, give in to God. If you have a child at home, a loved one, a neighbor, a friend that's not saved, wouldn't this be a great time to give in to God? Wouldn't this be a great time to surrender to the Lord, repent of your sins, and call out to Him? What else is it going to take for us to turn to God? Yes, we must give in, surrender our ways to the Lord. Look in verse number 33 again. We got to do this first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Folks, there's three words here that helps me remember this. To surrender, to give in to God. We do it through faith. Look at the overhead. Faith, hope, and love. Faith is not feelings. Now we're back to education again. Faith is not feelings. Faith is facts. What are the biblical facts? What does God have to say about pandemics as well as peace? Faith, forsaking all, I'm trusting Him. Hope. Now here's a Hebrew and a Greek word that, folks, almost every time this word hope means to trust by fully being assured. And another word is confident, being confident. Whenever you see the word hope, it's not, oh, I hope I live. Oh, I hope I make it through this. No, it means I'm going to hope in Jesus Christ, which means I have the confidence in the Word of God and the work of God that I will come out on the other side. Faith, hope, and then the last one down here before we close is love. We've already discussed this. Agape, love of God, given to us, we ought to be sharing with others. Not phileo, not fondness of, but agape, love. Yes, we ought to be sharing with others right now who are in a desperate need. People have lost their jobs. People may not have the means that you and I have. Maybe we can bring some food into their home, leave on their porch if you're afraid to go that far. Whatever. Now's the time for exercise the love of Jesus Christ. Accept His love? Yes. Seek ye first. You seek this first, then share it with others. A lot of people get it backwards. A lot of people try to work their way into heaven. You can't work your way into heaven, and I can't either. We can't give away all of our money, give away all of our food, give away all of our toilet paper. It doesn't get us into heaven. No. Seek you first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Then and only then, God said, I'll be working through you as salt and light and ambassadors for me, Jesus being the Christ. So here we are. We'll close out. How to bury your worries. What's number one? Face your fears. Number two, look to the Lord. And number three, give in to God. Faith, hope, and love. Folks, let's drink from this fountain today, shall we? We're going to make it to the other side. Let's pray about this right now before we go. And we'll pray what we learned here today. Gracious Heavenly Father, lead us in burying our worries by practicing what we've heard here today, by facing our fears. Yes. You are our Savior. You are our source. Give us the strength we need to throw back our shoulders and not be afraid of this virus or even afraid of dying. Whatever you have in store for this world, may we turn to you right now by facing what is before us. The second thing, God, we learned here today, we need to rely, to look to you. Keep our eyes on you. Keep our eyes on the prize. And lastly, we need to surrender. We need to give in through faith, hope, and love. And dear God, we do this under the direct teaching of Jesus Christ, your Son, and the Savior of this world. We offer this in His name, and all of God's children said, here as well as home, amen and amen. Friends, thank you so much for being a part of this service, this virtual service. If you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you or those listening by radio, please make sure you call the number I had on the overhead, once again, 540-718-3254 is my personal cell phone, and also call the office. I'm here almost every day, and we'll do our very best to make sure we talk to you about, educate you on what the Bible says about salvation, how you become a child of the King so you truly can experience the peace of God. But until next time, God loves you, we love you, and keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon. Bye-bye.